OpenStreetMap, OSM, is an open and free world map used in many applications for navigation, data analysis, or geolocation. One useful feature is reverse geocoding, that is, converting geographic coordinates into readable addresses. The public OSM API, however, imposes all sorts of limits on these queries, including a limit of 1 decoding per second, and if exceeded, can block your IP. In this guide, I'll show a better alternative, which is to run your own local OpenStreetMap instance supporting various types of queries and searches. The demonstration is based on the Nominatum Docker project, an off-the-shelf container that can download or load a given section of the map. It is a good idea to run the whole thing on a virtual machine. I used VMware for this. It is important to give the machine enough resources. For the map of Poland alone, I found that about 60 gigabytes of disk memory and 2 gigabytes of RAM are needed. Additionally, it is a good idea to connect the machine directly to our network bridge mode. The whole thing can be run on regular Ubuntu with GUI or on Ubuntu server at your discretion. First, we update APT and install Docker. Then, you need to download the data. You can use the GeoFabric website as an example. I decided to download a map of Poland, although I also thought about our neighbors. You can download via a browser or use wget, for example. The map supports one PBF file, so if you want a larger piece of the map, you need to merge the smaller pieces using Osmium. Below is the merge command, although the final merged version NI. If you do not have Osmium, it can be installed via APT. Any N maps can be combined in a similar way. It is now possible to create a Docker container. We basically have two options here. You can either download the map from the internet or use a local file. In this tutorial, I have chosen to use a local file, so we need to rework the command from the example. We replace PBF URL with PBF path. Now note, this path must be accessible to Docker. Specifying an absolute path in Ubuntu will not work. We need to map the folder using the -v switch. This command sequentially uses the switches. It starts the container in interactive mode with an assigned terminal, allows interaction with the container. epbf path equals nominatum data europe.pbf sets the PBF path environment variable, pointing to the europe.pbf file in the nominatum.data directory of the container. P8080 maps port 8080 of the host to port 8080 in the container, allowing access to the nominatum service via a browser or API on port 8080. /home/tester/nominatum/docker/data/nominatum/data mounts the home tester nominatum docker data directory from the host to the nominatum.data directory in the container, allowing data, for example, the file europe.pbf, to be stored outside the container. Name nominatum container gives the container the name nominatum container for easier management. Nominatum specifies the Docker image that will be launched, here a project from our repo. In theory, it should run. In practice, there may be some problems. The first is duplicate nodes. These occur when merging maps. For some reason, Osmium does not remove them. They are evidenced by a message like input data is not ordered. Node ID X appears more than once. I've seen a similar situation on GitHub, and it's potentially possible to fix it with my own script. But I haven't tried that yet. In my situation, I have reverted to using a single country PBF. The second problem is lack of space. You need to ensure that you have enough space on the media used. Also, be aware of the size of the shared memory, DevSHM, of the container. In its case, the default 64 megabytes is not enough. This is increased with the -SHM size switch. Then you have to use. If any of these problems occur, we can stay with the old, non-functional Docker container. It can be removed by command name. Or you can delete all containers, images, networks, and volumes not used with the command. It should now be up and running. The first F.